We're listening to our excerpts from Kabbalist Av Baruch Shalom Ashlag with additional commentary from his student and successor, Rav Leitman. Rav Bar says, I don't know, what is the meaning of choice? Rav Leitman says, to receive a greater degree or not to. Rav Bar says, what is the order in the vessels? What is the order in every aspect? In the upper degree of the lower one, there is a connection with the lower degree of the lower aspect of the upper degree. So this is termed that the malchut of the upper one is found to be in the keter of the lower one. And if you remember this, there is a connection to the one who is passing it on. It's found accordingly that a person begins to study in Lolishma, not for her sake, and that from Lolishma tries to come to Lishma. And sometimes he succeeds from coming from not for her sake to for her sake. I once asked a question. Why is it that not everyone, every person who comes to study in Lolishma would come to Lishma? There are two reasons for this. One, if a person feels content and not for her sake in Lolishma, why does he need Lishma? Why does he need for her sake? It's good for me like this. What does this mean? It's good for you this way. What, am I not alive? I'm not enjoying my life. Rav Leitman says yes. You understand what I'm saying? Two. Usually, a person begins to work in Torah mitzvot. If I'm studying so much, I'm learning not for her sake. How could I give 100% or 99%? I mean, it's not so bad. There are two things here that's found. He should know that he's learning not for her sake. Meaning, this that he's studying not for her sake, what do you care? It should hurt, it should pain you. He believes that it's paining him, that he's learning him not for her sake. Then, if so, then it's as a jumping board to reach for her sake. But this part that has not hurt him, it feels, oh, it's good for me like this. What is this? What are you were given not for her sake, then? What for? Lolishma is called, meaning that I have a deficit. I have a deficit called a recognition of evil. Each one has, you know, he has evil. And evil is called, just like I have, you know, like a toothache. What do you care? Do you have a toothache? I can't stand it. What do you want? What do you mean, what do you want? If not for her sake, it hurts you, just like a toothache. What's your opinion on this? I wish, Rav Leitman says. Rabash says, this is called recognition of evil. What is recognition of evil? I feel that the state in which I am found is bad, and I cannot stand it anymore. It's not just that, I feel a little bad. It's okay, it's bad. This is called a sensation. This sensation, emotions, this is what we need to feel. Each person awakens in him sometime in his life, or a few times here and there, the point in the heart. Suddenly he thinks that, oh, he just feels empty, or he just feels bad. Sometimes there are different, like, seemingly corporal reasons, family. He thinks that if these reasons will just pass on, everything will calm down, then everything will be okay. he doesn't understand that he's being awakened in this manner for the development of the soul. Because the point in the heart is the beginning of the soul. And truly, it begins to develop only by its realization in the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is the means to the means for the development of the soul from that point in the heart. We don't grasp so much that it is like this. Rather, it washes over us, it comes over us again and again and again over many reincarnations. And that's how we are present in this lack of consciousness of about what is really happening with us. We're not aware that all the moments and all the events, especially these moments, that are this point is awakening in us, this that it comes to bring us to the development of the soul. We think that there is some like justified reasons for its rise from our life. But when a person begins already, after many such awakenings, to understand there is some higher state in him here, to which he is drawn, that he must rise to it. He must find something, not from the plane of this world, this ordinary level where he sees that he can no longer fill it. He then begins to search for a means how to rise. He needs to reach the evil, the bad, not this, you know, that I feel bad, but he needs to reach recognition of evil, recognition of what is evil. In the end, finally, it's already slow, gradual scrutinies that a person has to reach a state where evil is not, you know, bad is, it's not just I feel bad, that in the sensation of bitter and sweet. Bad means I feel bad in this, that I don't have truth and I'm found to be in falseness. When it begins to discern between both of these discernments, yes, of bitter and sweet and truth and falseness, and by the environment and the study already he is brought to this, and then he can begin to place both these systems, these scrutinizations, emotional and mental, intellectual, bitter and sweet and truth and falseness, begins to compare them one to another, and this that he'll be able to put up already with the bitter instead of the sweet, as long as he will have truth and not falseness, then surely there has to be this evil, this bad sensation, in order for him to ascend above this sensation to the scrutiny, to the true scrutiny. And this is possible only by the importance of the truth, that this importance that it can be only through the environment, through the group, books, friends, once again books, that surrounding light can influence him already from within this scrutiny to this that he is drawn to truth more than to sweet. A person here begins to get close to a scrutiny of lishma for her sake upon the lolishma, upon the not for her sake. And once again, importance of the goal, importance of the giver, importance of bestowal. This he receives from the environment. That it should hurt him more, that he doesn't have this, more than that he doesn't have some small private acquisitions of his. In this way he can advance. So that same recognition of evil from that point in the heart, you know, initially it illuminated seemingly about some ordinary earthly problems, it seemed to be connected to them. In its development of that point of the heart, it brings one to the development of the soul. That in this way, a person can put up with, he can suffer that lack of sensation, and that he prefers to restrict himself only to be able to come in contact with the truth, with bestowal. That actually, he doesn't have in his previous desires, in those vessels, he has nothing to exchange their fulfillment with. The more we'll reach it, this explanation will be simpler. It'll be simpler to show people that some question awakens in them, some thought, some despair, even small, that yes, this is truly the beginning of the soul, and there's no choice, we have to develop it. Otherwise, you will suffer more and more and more. You will be in depression, and you will see no salvation from it. And here is the solution. Despite that the solution seems initially very high and far distant and unrealistic, but absolutely though, this is the place where the point in the heart begins to show itself, and it's already, a person is awakened to this. Bala Salam is writing in the introduction to the Book of Zohar that from 13 years and upwards, the point of the heart begins to show its actions. And from Rabash, he would say that, you know, he just wrote 13 for some number, because to show a person that, look, there's a point that from that point onwards where a person already belongs to spiritual development. So we need to show each person that absolutely, the moment he receives this pinch, this point in the heart, that this is already the development of the soul, to help a person already from here onwards to reach the true solution. Whoever will hear it, whoever won't, well, he will have more opportunities. But it's preferable from the general love and humanity, from to humanity, to explain to them what is the reason for this sensation awakening in a person when the point in the heart awakens. That's it. Yes? In any case, is there a difference between, oh, just some bad sensation to the awakening of the point of the heart? There is no just some bad sensation, just like so. The question is how much we can already awaken a person to explain to him what this bad sensation is, what its reason is, what's the reason for it. There were very lengthy generations, just generation after generation, that it was forbidden to speak about it. Because people, the desire to receive in them, the point in the heart concealed there, still had to develop gradually. So it was forbidden to get involved in this. They were still in the levels of still vegetative and animate in man. But in this generation, where the wise sages after the Ari determined so, as Bala Salam said, we are in the generation of the Messiah, that in each one where that point awakens, it doesn't matter what gender, age, or race he belongs to, it's already the result of the coming of the Messiah, meaning the revelation of the Kabbalah in all of humanity. And thus we have to explain to everyone this unique awakening that today people are receiving, that they feel bad, despite that physically it's not so bad. Spiritually, like, why do they feel so bad? This is already the demand for the soul to be born. This demand, this internal pressure, we call it the point in the heart. The heart is called the man's desire, and the point in the heart is the internality of the desire. Where does all this desire have to come to reach? What fulfillment? And what is the dependent upon a person? What is a person's hearing dependent upon? We have to make an effort. There are many ingredients in this. It's possible that this has something to do with the general system. There are souls who have to awaken as quick as possible to help, to assist other souls. That from the general structure of Adam, there are souls who sprout first, like Chabad, Chagat, Nehi, fathers, sons in Israel. And thus, we can't do a thing in this. This has to do with the root of the soul in each everyone. That on this, we have nothing to say. We also don't know why. Like Bala Sulam writes that he was privileged with the reincarnation of Ari's soul, despite that even the reason for this is concealed from him, and he revealed it only in the general end of correction. We simply have to relate to everyone equally. Nobody knows what kind of soul he belongs to. Everything is dependent upon, actually, man's effort, man's yearning. We don't hear about the results more than salvation. But the advance onwards to some roles, like he's selling us in the 131, an introduction to tests, that a person comes to climb onto the mountain, king's mountain, and the king immediately arranges some role for him within his palace. This does not belong already to man. A person doesn't know what role he's coming to. I did not understand. And what is dependent, the easiness of the explanation, or our ease of explanation, and our excellence, and our exertion, and our efforts. So, yeah, this is dependent upon us. We have to understand that here we have to be as some messengers from the Creator towards people who have not yet reached this. Each one should see this. This Bala Sulam writes that we must write books and circulate the wisdom of Kabbalah through the nations. That's how he writes in the introduction to the Panim Yirot u'Masbirot. We have to accept this as a commandment. The ease of explanation is dependent also upon our own excellence, our own advancement towards the sensation and the internal attainment of the inner system, the upper system, and its inner workings, and also how much the generation will desire it. That's why, in feedback back to us, we would be able to express it in an easier manner. Meaning, just how much the generation will desire to receive it, how much the group or the teacher wants to understand, to receive its yearning, giving exertion, preparing itself for the reception of new information, that's how it occurs. Meaning, a bit above from a higher degree, there is always a greater abundance than the lower one can receive. And then it's dependent upon the lower one's efforts, his exertion, the upper one cannot assist the lower one in his efforts, in his exertion. To awaken him in this way or that way, yes, but in the end, he has to wait. Okay? Yes, please. Is it only from this that I feel bad, actually? This what awakens my point in the heart? It's impossible for me to feel good along the way? Along the way, no, you cannot feel good. Entirely. Maybe, yes, but no. Because you have to exchange the sensation upon the sensation with scrutiny of intellect. It's also a sensation, yes, but you have to exchange the present fulfillment within your egoistical desire with the spiritual advancement towards the attribute of bestowal.
We're changing the quality of reception with the quality of bestowal. Instead of self-love, love of others. Now, if you tell me that this is good, I'll tell you, yes, you're right, of course, I think so too. But what I feel about it is not really saying that. My body, meaning my desire, my ego, doesn't agree. This means that good cannot be felt in that. Unless we awaken, evoke the influence of society over us, meaning that society provides me with importance. It's like with everything in life. If it's important for the society, it becomes important for me. So I get out of bed, I try to chase this thing, and even though it's uncomfortable for me, I do that because it's important for me to be respected in their eyes. It's important for me to be known, to be not less than them. And that's why I advance, out of no choice, meaning the society obliges me. But here, in our life, society forces me, without really asking me, you know, advertisement and the media manipulate me to chase all kinds of things without any choice, really. And with advancing towards the purpose of creation, there's choice here. Because I don't naturally enter a Kabbalistic society. Even when I'm brought to it, it says the Creator puts man's hand on the good fate and tells him, take it. Meaning the Creator brings a person here, and a person sits here, but it still doesn't mean that he made a choice and that he's on the path. Now he has to put a lot of effort, as it says in item 4 in Introduction to Tests. Now he really has to choose the environment. This is where the choice begins, after you're here, to subjugate yourself, to nullify yourself before the importance of society, to undertake the goals and the conditions and aspirations of society, meaning you have to work here. With human society, you don't have to work naturally from your envy and lust and honor. You look at your neighbor and you see that your neighbor is better, and then you get excited and you start chasing it. That thing was given to us as an instinctive thing that we have to chase something because that's our natural egoistic development. We're like animals chasing each other until the will to receive reaches saturation. Not just saturation in terms of fulfillment, saturation in terms of the completion of egoistic development. When I don't even, I don't care anymore, I blow the whistle on the neighbor and on the whole world and I don't care anymore. But when I reach the Kabbalistic society, I can't be impressed by them naturally and receive that importance of the goal from them. because the goal does not match my will to receive. It's opposite. It is love, bestowal upon others, coming out of yourself, out of your body, your interests. And therefore, I can't be inspired by them naturally, the way I was before. And although I am despaired from regular human society, and I decided that there is nothing more to advance there, it's just living, and that's it. And I already have a point in the heart, and I'm drawn to something, but accepting those goals of love of others, coming out of yourself, rising above reason without any reward, those things are not heard by me. Therefore, it says that even a person who reaches the right environment, whether it's our television viewers or people who read our newspaper or go into our websites or they study in our campus, that is not enough yet. They have to labor, and the labor is in nullifying before the environment, in nothing else, not in studying, in being excellent in something, no, just subjugating yourself towards the goal, the importance that the society attributes to bestowal. And although it is artificial nullification, and I'm willing to give them something and pay them to influence me, but that's how we begin. That's called lo lishma. Somehow you start with no choice. Well, I don't have a desire, but I try, I give something, I'm waiting for some influence from them. That's your choice. Meaning, I'm always facing that system that is capable of influencing me and providing me with spiritual importance to the extent and the condition that I nullify myself before it. And if I don't realize that, I will not receive the importance of spirituality from society and I won't advance. I can sit there for 100 years with the group of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Doesn't matter who. Because it doesn't depend on their greatness. To the extent that I open myself up to be inspired by them, it'll happen. So that point is very important. After a person awakened, after he is brought to the society, after he's already included as a friend, okay, he's with everyone, is he really willing to bow his head? If so, to that extent, he begins to be influenced. Only to that extent can he move from bitter and sweet to truth and false. Only to that extent. Otherwise, it seems like he's doing the right scrutiny, but it's completely intellectual. It's not, meaning he's not rising above his own kli, vessel. Because our kli is emotion. Maxim from Moscow is asking, I'm looking at my friends, I see that they're sick, they have problems at home, with the family. I admire their work, but how can I really be envy at their spiritual longing? How can I be envy at their spiritual longing? Our problem is the problems that we see are usually general. We think that a person who comes into some contact with spirituality is that's it. He's assured to experience nothing bad. Why? It's incorrect. Why should nothing shouldn't anything bad happen to him? He's developing, and we're in a system of interconnection. We're all interdependent. And if there is a plague in the world, why wouldn't a Kabbalist get infected too? Isn't he part of the public? Isn't he part of everyone? And isn't he here in order to be more connected with the others than how they connect? They are connected. So the troubles that hit the world, whose goal is to advance the world, the Kabbalist has to be included with that, because the upper level is always included with the lower level so as to bestow upon it, to be in connection with it. So that type of observation of I'm studying, I'm here, why shouldn't I be saved from all those things? Why should something happen to me? No, what will happen to you is exactly like what will happen to others, and I'm afraid to say so, but maybe even more. As it says, it starts with the righteous. That is, that maybe with a trouble that faces the world. First, it starts with the good ones. He explains this in the introduction to the book of Zohar in the last items, 69, 70. Denise from Stavropol is asking whether the recognition of evil is an individual thing or it happens as a group. Recognition of evil happens to each and every one. It can happen with a group if the group is already as one, but it happens to each and every one to the extent that and exactly as much as a person invests in that, exerts effort in that. And there's also a proportion of quality and quantity here. The recognition of evil is in the whole system from below upwards, between Kedusha and Klipa, holiness and impurity. Recognition of evil is that difference, that gap that a person feels between his level and a higher level, which then turns for him into a leverage, like a crane by which to rise to a higher level. Recognition of evil is the new kli, which if he works on that, it becomes a new level. It's an addition for a new level every time. What is the recognition of evil? Every time from my bad desire, I determine that this is the recognition of evil. This is a part of my desire that I must correct, bring to bestowal. Roy asks, let's say that a person reaches the right environment. He opened up our TV channel. What should really happen so that a person will bow his head before the society? If it's through the channel, then it's the same thing like being here. It doesn't matter where you are. He can be far away, studying through the internet or with the book. It more relates to the willingness of a person, his readiness. If he wants this message, this ideal, this method, this goal, if he wants to bow towards that a little, to lower himself towards that, then it will influence him. That's called an environment. An environment is not necessarily the people, the bodies that I see and feel here and that are right next to me. The environment means the entire idea from which I want to absorb. I want to receive from that the spiritual importance, that suckling. I need to feel some importance of that. Not the thing itself, just the importance of that. It's like I see with the world. You know, let's say instead of our channel, someone shows me on the TV channel something and tells me, you have to buy this and that, otherwise you are losing a lot in your life. I'm not feeling that thing, but I'm connected to that system, and they influence me with importance. They infuse me with importance. So same thing here. I want to be connected to that system, but we're talking about the system of the souls, and I want to be impressed by them. And that's it. The souls. That is called choosing our society. So it's not the same automatic thing. Because, like with the bodies, because we're naturally connected to them and we're influenced by them. So here there is labor, effort, and the free choice is here. The free choice is detaching from being influenced by this world and becoming influenced by the spiritual world. So that the teacher, the friends, the books, the TV channel we have, our internet, or that brings you contact with the spiritual world. So you're in between two worlds. What do you want to belong to? What do you want to be influenced by? And you're in the middle, just like the middle point of a seesaw or a scales.
Yes. So what is this thing that pushes me each time to desire to go more inwards, to bow more? You say it's against nature, yes? Because it's rooted within your Rishimot that you must enter. It's rooted in your Rishimot. You cannot not enter it. The question is now, how much time will take you? How many beatings do you need to receive in order to enter? If you won't listen, if the society won't be awakened enough to prepare all the opportunities for you, so you'll get a bit more beatings. There are 10 or 20 more years, maybe another reincarnation, but you'll enter. You don't have to worry about that. We'll all return to our root. There's no choice in that. The question is, all the reward is in the shortening of time, the hastening of the time, which is the shortening of much blows, much problems. The scrutiny that we're doing in the passage from bitter to sweet to truth and falseness, what is the falseness in this? After you bow your head in the group already, what is this falseness? Yes, we're passing from bitter and sweet to truth and false. Bitter and sweet is whatever fulfills my tummy. Yes, and truth and false. Yes, the truth is the intention to bestow, and false is the intention to receive. It's a intellectual scrutiny, and bitter and sweet is a bodily scrutiny, emotional. So when I'm in a society, how do I use this falseness? After I already bow down and let the society influence me, then you begin to receive a strengthening towards truth. That the intention to bestow is truly the most important thing. Society influences it upon you. Like I tell the outside society, external society tells you, you have to buy a Mercedes car. And then, or maybe, I don't know, there used to be this craze in Israel, like, you have to buy BMW. You're one of us, you gotta buy BMW. And then you must do it. Why? Just like that. I don't know, what do you have in Coca-Cola more than some poisons? But it's like this. People take importance in it, and I drink it. No choice. I respect it to the extent that they gave me importance to it. It's truly like that. There is no value in anything. What value do you really have in diamonds and gold? What? You took that same lead from the pencil, you put a lot of pressure, and you got a diamond. What's the deal here? There are stars in the galaxy that are entirely made of diamond. Imagine, it's something like a billion times greater than the Earth, and it's one big diamond. What importance do you have from all this? People determine if it's important or not. Other than what is necessary for my life to exist, all the rest, it's all virtual. Yes. There is a phenomenon in Israel now that after watching Channel 66, people want to experience the Kabbalah and the studying of groups, and the people are coming from all of Israel to sign up for the Campus Kabbalah, Kabbalah Academy. I respect it very much because they want to reach a meeting, yes? They are meeting up with our teachers. They have an opportunity in the campus to ask questions. Something that they don't have so much of opportunity now, despite that we receive questions, but of course it's differently in face-to-face. And of course, anyone who comes to campus will pretty much surely come to more events. He wants to get closer to the bigger group, the larger group. And it's not only in Campus Kabbalah. Here we do this also outside of Israel. We see this in our life, that these are the people who are mainly advancing. In a quicker, more efficient manner. Thus, it's very respectable, it's very desirable to open up these campuses. Also, whoever teaches in them, he's also advancing. I see a very powerful means in this, very good for the circulation of Kabbalah. Anyone who takes part in it is truly more promised correct development, despite that those who watch our TV channel, they're also very adhered to us. There are those among them who this TV channel is lit up in their house all the time. But in campus, you have like a stronger reaction. It's more interactive. Maybe we'll read something. We'll pass on to the first part of our lesson.